Chapter 4, Atoms, Elements, and the Periodic Table. Section 2, The Simplest Matter, from the textbook. As you read, what you'll learn. You'll learn to describe the relationship between elements and the periodic table. You'll learn how to explain the meaning of atomic mass and atomic number. You'll learn to identify what makes an isotope and contrast metals, metalloids, and nonmetals. Why it's important? Everything on Earth is made of the elements that are listed on the periodic table. The review vocabulary word is mass, a measure of the amount of matter an object has. And your new vocabulary words include element, atomic number, isotope, mass number, atomic mass, metal, nonmetal, and metalloid. The elements. Have you watched TV today? TV sets are common, yet each one is a complex system. The outer case is made mostly of plastic, and the screen is made of glass. Many of the parts that conduct electricity are metals or combinations of metals. Other parts in the interior of the set contain materials that barely conduct electricity. All the different materials have one thing in common. They are made up of even simpler materials. In fact, if you had the proper equipment, you could separate the plastics, glass, and metals into these simple materials. One kind of atom. Eventually, though, you would separate the materials into groups of atoms. At that point, you would have a collection of elements. An element is matter made of only one kind of atom. At least 110 elements are known, and at least 90 of them occur naturally on Earth. These elements make up gases in the air, minerals in rocks, and liquids such as water. Examples of naturally occurring elements include the oxygen and nitrogen in the air you breathe, and the metals gold, silver, aluminum, and iron. The other elements are known as synthetic elements. These elements have been made in nuclear reactions by scientists with machines called particle accelerators, like the one shown in Figure 10. Some synthetic elements have important uses in medical testing and are found in smoke detectors and heart pacemaker batteries. Page 107, the periodic table. Suppose you go to the library, like the one shown in Figure 11, to look up information for a school assignment. How would you find the information? You could look randomly on shelves as you walk up and down rows of books, but the chances of finding your book would be slim. To avoid such haphazard searching, some libraries use the Dewey Decimal Classification System to categorize and organize their volumes and to help you find books quickly and efficiently. Charting the elements. Chemists have created a chart called the Periodic Table of the Elements to help them organize and display the elements. Figure 12 shows how scientists change their model of the periodic table over time. On the inside back cover of this book, you will find a modern version of the periodic table. Each element is represented by a chemical symbol that contains 1 to 3 letters. The symbols are a form of chemical shorthand that chemists use to save time and space on the periodic table as well as in written formulas. The symbols are an important part of an international system that is understood by scientists everywhere. The elements are organized on the periodic table by their properties. There are rows and columns that represent relationships between the elements. The rows in the table are called periods. The elements in a row have the same number of energy levels. The columns are called groups. The elements in each group have similar properties related to their structure. They also tend to form similar bonds. Page 108, the National Geographic page, visualizing the periodic table. The familiar periodic table that adorns many science classrooms is based on the number of earlier efforts to identify and classify the elements. In the 1790s, one of the first lists of elements and their compounds was compiled by French chemist Antoine Laurette Lavoisier, who is shown in the background picture with his wife and assistant, Marie-Anne. Three other tables are shown here. In the top one, John Dalton, Britain, 1803, used symbols to represent elements. His table also assigned masses to each element. The one on the left below our reading, An early alchemist put together this table of elements and compounds. Some of the symbols have their origin in astrology. And Dmitri Mendeleev arranged the 63 elements known to exist at that time into groups based on their chemical properties and atomic weights. He left gaps for elements he predicted were yet to be discovered. Page 109, identifying characteristics. Each element is different and has unique properties. These differences can be described in part by looking at the relationships between the atomic particles in each element. The periodic table contains numbers that describe these relationships. Number of protons and neutrons. Look up the element chlorine on the periodic table found on the inside back cover of your book. Cl is the symbol for chlorine, as shown in Figure 13, but what are the two numbers? The top number is the element's atomic number. It tells you the number of protons in the nucleus of each atom of that element. Every atom of chlorine, for example, has 17 protons in the nucleus. Reading check. What are the atomic numbers for Cs, Ne, Pb, and U? Isotopes. Although the number of protons change from element to element, every atom of the same element has the same number of protons. However, the number of neutrons can vary even from one element. For example, some chlorine atoms have 18 neutrons in the nucleus, while others have 20. These two types of chlorine atoms are chlorine-35 and chlorine-37. They are called isotopes, which are atoms of the same element that have different numbers of neutrons. You can tell someone exactly which isotope you are referring to by using its mass number. An atom's mass number is the number of protons plus the number of neutrons it contains. The numbers 35 and 37, which were used to refer to chlorine, are mass numbers. Hydrogen has three isotopes with mass numbers of 1, 2, and 3. They are shown in Figure 14. Each hydrogen atom always has one proton, but in each isotope, the number of neutrons is different. In Figure 13, the caption, the periodic table block for chlorine shows its symbol, its atomic number, and atomic mass. Determine if chlorine atoms are more or less massive than carbon atoms. Figure 14. Three isotopes of hydrogen are known to exist. They have 0, 1, and 2 neutrons in addition to their one proton. Protium, with only the one proton, is the most abundant isotope. Page 110, atomic mass. The atomic mass is the weighted average mass of the isotope of an element. The atomic mass is the number found below the element symbol in Figure 13. The unit that scientists use for atomic mass is called the atomic mass unit, which is given the symbol U. It is defined as 1/12 the mass of a carbon 12 atom. The calculation of atomic mass takes into account the different isotopes of the element. Chlorine's atomic mass of 35.45 U could be confusing because there aren't any chlorine atoms that have the exact mass. About 76% of chlorine atoms are chlorine-35, and about 24% are chlorine-37, as shown in Figure 15. The weighted average mass of all chlorine atoms is 35.45 U. And Figure 15, the caption, if you have 1,000 atoms of chlorine, about 758 will be chlorine-35, and have a mass of 34.97 U each. About 242 will be chlorine-37 and have a mass of 36.97 U each. The total mass of the 1,000 atoms is 35.454 U, so the average mass of one chlorine atom is about 35.45. And by the way, that's 35,445 U. Classification of elements. Elements fall into three categories: metals, metalloids, and nonmetals. The elements in each category have similar properties. Metals generally have a shiny or metallic luster and are good conductors of heat and electricity. All metals, except mercury, are solids at room temperature. Metals are malleable, which means they can be bent and pounded into various shapes. The beautiful form of the shell-shaped basin in figure 16 is a result of this characteristic. Metals also are ductile, which means they can be drawn into wires without breaking. If you look at the periodic table, you can see that most of the elements are metals. Page 111, other elements. Nonmetals are elements that are usually dull in appearance. Most are poor conductors of heat and electricity. Many are gases at room temperature, and bromine is a liquid. The solid nonmetals are generally brittle, meaning they cannot change shape easily without breaking. The nonmetals are essential to the chemicals of life. More than 97% of your body is made up of various nonmetals, as shown in figure 17. You can see that, except for hydrogen, the nonmetals are found on the right side of the periodic table. Metalloids are elements that have characteristics of metals and nonmetals. On the periodic table, metalloids are found between the metals and the nonmetals. All metalloids are solids at room temperature. Some metalloids are shiny and many are conductors, but they are not as good at conducting heat and electricity as metals are. Some metalloids, such as silicon, are used to make the electronic circuits in computers, televisions, and electronic devices. Section 2 review, the summary, the elements. An element is matter made up of only one type of atom. Some elements occur naturally on Earth. Synthetic elements are made in nuclear reactors in particle accelerators. Elements are divided into three categories based on certain properties. The periodic table. The periodic table arranges and displays all known elements in an orderly way. Each element has a chemical symbol. Identifying characteristics. Each element has a unique number of protons called the atomic mass number. Isotopes of an element are important when determining the atomic mass of an element. So that is the end of section 2, the simplest matter.